Angelica, since you wrote it.
That's right. When I hold up Marvin, we're all supposed to be as quiet as... Ouch! Oh, dear. Blocks and rats. A painful mix.
Miss Weaver's holding Marvin. Gotta be quiet as mices.
Oh, shh.
Thank you, Jake, for being so visually perceptive. Really very good noticer. I have an exciting announcement to make. Tomorrow is picture day. Isn't that wonderfully wonderful?
Miss Weaver, I don't know why that's wonderful. We draw pictures every day.
Really, really good critical thinking skills, Leonardo. Now, let's work on taking our finger out of our nose.
Miss Weaver, don't you mean we're gonna have our school pictures taken just like the ones our older brothers and sisters got?
Those kind of pictures?
Very, very correct, Savannah. First, you're all going to have your picture taken one by one. Then, all of us will stand together for one big picture. And we're so lucky because our photographer will be the same one as last year, Emile. He's French and a true artiste. Need I say more? That means he's really, really good. Now, I want you all to be sure to wear your best outfits tomorrow. After all, there's no taking back a photograph. They're forever.
Baby pine cone is what I really want.
Cool strawberry.
There's tons of gum under the slide.
Yeah, all right.
Should I wear my blue dress or the pink one? No, wait, the yellow one. It's my most expensivest.
Harold, you haven't picked up anything for your nature collage. Is everything okay?
I don't look good in pictures!
Well, I guess not.
I mean, I know I always look good. Except when I see myself not looking good. Whenever anyone takes in my picture, my eyes cross, my nose holes pucker. It's my utility feel.
Well, the camera loves me.
That's not true.
Carmichael, where have you been? My picture's plastered everywhere in my house.
I'm not talking about you, Angelica. I know I've seen really nice pictures of you. Remember that one your mom took when... Oh, yeah. Oh, well, how about the one where you were... Oh, boy.
It's hopeless. And you heard Miss Weaver of pictures forever. I only took one good one in my whole life, and it was when I was standing next to Angelica.
It's like she gives me... confidence.
I know! What if I stand next to Angelica in the picture? Please, please, Angelica. Promise I can stand next to you.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Oh, look, a baby pine cone. You snooze, you lose.
She promised...
Bonjour, Emile. Ça va? Bonjour, Emile, Sarah.
And since Angelica's letting me stand next to her,
I got to be sure to wear the right clothes.
I was thinking maybe a cowboy outfit or a disco thing. I could borrow my dad's fake chest hair.
Oh, Harold, you got to wear something that makes you you, not somebody else. That's a lot better way of building photological feel-goodness than standing next to Angelica.
I don't think so, but I'm gonna try to wear something extra special so that I don't embarrass her.
Harold says he's gonna stand next to you in the class picture.
What about it?
Just so you know, I have a big sister in high school, and when she was in preschool, she made sure to stand with all the popular kids.
So what's that got to do with the price of paste?
Well, now she's in the popular group in high school.
Just because of who she stood with in preschool?
Uh-huh. See, she had a plan. She knew that who you stand with in the preschool picture is who you stand with for all of posterior. So I guess what I'm saying is, the person you want next to you is Harold?
Angelica, I just told everybody I'm gonna stand next to you in the picture.
It's calling me.
Halt! Can't.
Oh, it's picture day.
And my mom said this is the best smile in the whole wild world. And I'm gonna hold it until all my pictures is taken.
So I'm a little confused here. If it's what's on the inside of a person that's important, how come you're painting the outside?
Well, sometimes the inside needs a little drawing out. But last year, Amir promised. This year, he and I would go out for dinner and split a carafe of a raspberry banana punch. By the way, I really support your decision to wear a dress.
Thanks. I almost didn't wear it. I was leaning towards the kimono.
Hi, Angelica.
You got to sneak up a person like that!
I just wanted to tell you your dress is pretty and, big.
Thanks, Susie. Yours is, a dress, too. You haven't seen Harold, have you?
That's a really, really nice dress, Angelica. I mean, it would be a really, really nice dress if it were Clown Day.
That wasn't very nice.
She's right. That wasn't nice, Kayla.
Your dress is, cute. Yep. And I hear Clown is really in.
Must be!
Ta-da! What do you think of my look?
It's really, special, Harold.
Not as special as Angelica's. You look beautiful.
Gee, Angelica, looks like you and Harold was really meant to stand together.
And Angelica promised we would, too. Didn't you, Angelica?
Yeah, well, I guess you and Harold are gonna be friends forever.
I don't know what's going on with those girls, but don't pay any attention to them, Angelica.
Polka dots? Ruffles? What was I thinking?
You're messing up your dress just because of what Kayla said? That's dumb.
Oh, yeah?
Well, one person's dumb is another person's, smart.
Do you want to practice standing together for the class photo, Angelica?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Emile. It's wonderful to see you again. So,
have we met?
Last year.
Oh. I'm ready for the photographing of the children.
Oh. I think this Weimer's gonna throw up.
Now you are sir. Now Epi. Now sir. And Epi. Magnifique. Oh, yes. Oui. Oh la la.
Look, all I'm seeing is standing next to me isn't so great.
That's true.
Know who'd give you real confidence? Someone like... better already!
But I don't feel better. Nothing personable.
Of course you do. I'll show you. Now, I'm gonna take your picture and prove it. Okay. Ready? See? You look really great.
He looks really bad. I mean that in a good way.
It's okay. I know I only look good when I stand with Angelica. But I think she's just trying to build my confidence so that I'm on letter.
Nope. Did you have to tell him he looked bad?
Well, he did.
Are you trying to get Harold to stand next to somebody else for the picture?
No. Susie, Miss Weimer wanted me to tell you you're gonna have your picture taken soon. I love what you did to your dress. Supposed to look like this all along. I forgot to follow the wear and tear instructions.
Remember, Angelica, you promised to stand with Harold.
Yeah, sure. Wonder what he'd look like next to Clark.
Oh, now, little boy, you must stop with the fidgetings.
But this picture's making me gotta go pee.
Then go.
Okay.
No, not here.
All done.
All done with what?
Not a problem. That's why they invented wipey diapies.
Oh, la la.
Oh, brother, it's only Clark.
Mouchoir, mouchoir.
Aha!
It's like you're not even trying!
Am too! Harold and Angelica, time for your individual photos. Let's not keep Emil waiting!
Mouchoir!
Coming!
Time to razzle them with my beauty!
Photos. That means only one person, can be in them. But I suppose we could think about bending the rules.
You can't bend rules. You can break them, but you can't bend them.
Okay, then. He's right.
And I could always airbrush the little girl out later. But first... the camera! She must be reloaded.
French and the problem solved.
See, Angelica, I got to be next to you. So should I stand on this side? Or this side? And should I put my arm like this? I think this works.
Don't you get it? I won't let you stand next to me for all of posterior. I don't want people to think you're the best thing I could come up with for a friend.
Harold's gone. What did you say to him?
Nothing.
I don't believe you. He was real excited about standing next to you.
Yeah, well, guess he must have changed his mind.
You did say something. You went back on your promise.
Time to open sleepy eyesies. The day is still full of neat surprises. Okay, my little sleepyheads. Emil wants us to do a practice run on the risers. He's such a pro.
We gotta find Harold before they take the picture.
You find him, and when you do, tell him to stop acting like a baby. We're in preschool now.
I think...
Yes?
I shall arrange the risers.
Uh-huh.
Nouveau traditionnel.
Oh, that's just... Oh, what is that?
One behind the other. It's so old, it's new.
Enough room?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? There's plenty of room.
But what if someone better comes along? Did you see what just happened?
Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
How do you think it feels?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe kind of like the way it felt for Harold.
What are you talking about?
Think about it. It's what you did to him.
It was not.
Was too. And it was pretty mean.
Hey! If I wasn't mean, sometimes I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah, standing alone in the class picture while one of your friends has disappeared it. I'm going to look for Harold. I gotta find him before they take the picture. He can stand next to me.
No, I'll go. Only because I'm a faster person finder.
It was wonderful, and the class taught me instant memory power.
Really? What nights do they offer it?
I forget. Oh, I don't like this either. I'm just a heck.
Stop it! It's just not okay to torture yourself like this. You're a genius.
No.
We.
Do you really think?
I am a preschool teacher. It is my job to recognize the highly gifted.
Would you do something for me?
Anything.
Another juice box, s'il vous plaît.
Okie dokie, Domino. Okay.
But of course.
Tell me!
Tell you who the father of Courtney's baby is?
Sweetheart, no offense, but I've been waiting 5 months for this. But this looks more interesting. So what's got you looking like the dog's dinner?
I gotta find Harold! He's run away and we're about to have our class picture taken!
That's exactly what happened to Dakota and Willow on Pacific Passion. Only instead of a class picture, it was a brain operation to restore Dakota's ability to accessorize.
You haven't seen him, have you?
No, because there may be something to that shoe, sock, belt, and plus-size garter over there.
That's who the father is?
Aww.
Harold, are you in here?
No.
Okay, let's go. I gotta get you back before Miss Weimer snaps out of her love trance with the weird guy. What? I gotta do everything around here? How's about a little help? You're gonna make me apologize, aren't you? That's gonna be harder for me than saying thank you.
Not as hard as what I had to hear.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, there, I said it.
You said it, but I don't think you meant it.
Okay, so I'm only gonna say this to you, so it better not get back to anyone, if you know what I mean. This preschool's gotten me feeling like
I'm the dumb baby.
Then you're the smartest, prettiest, most bestest dumb baby I know.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now let's go. I don't want to miss the class picture. Because I get to stand next to you. Okay. Can I get a little air here?
Something is missing.
Oh, something is missing!
The theme! What shall it be?
Jake, Matthew, don't say...
Voila! Friendship!
Okay, leaving is very, very not okay, okay?
C'est fromage!
That's French for cheese, children!
And then Angelica said, I'm sorry. I'm pushing it, huh?
Oh, no, Harold. I think you should say it again.
What? Angelica said I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
Angelica said I'm sorry.
We just don't get to hear it a lot.
Emil, I just want to remind you of what you said to me last year.
Ah, yes, of course. See you next year!
Oui. Okie dokie, then. Ah.
Bye-bye.